Today's Bible reading is taken from the book of 2 Timothy, and that is chapter 3 and verse 7. And there it states this: always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Have you ever noticed people that are ungrateful, how they are so sensitive to the slightest criticism? Sometimes it just takes a word and it can set them aflame. 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter and verse 2, says this about such ones: for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, and unholy. James chapter 3 and verse 6 says this: and the tongue is a fire. The world of iniquity among our members is the tongue, which defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire by Gehenna. Yet they are themselves critical of everything and everybody. And so this is a context that the Apostle Paul's words are found in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Christians that had become so ungrateful that they were consumed with a mental sickness that took all natural feelings of love and compassion away from their hearts and mind. In other words, they could not simply ask the question of themselves, would I like to be treated like that? Titus, the 3rd chapter, in verse 1 through 3, is very revealing of true Christian conduct. Remind them to be in subjection to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil of no one, not to be contentious, to be gentle, showing all humility towards all men. For we were once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. No, they couldn't show compassion. Their hearts was too full of hate. They'd become a consuming black hole in feeding their emotions by the faults of others whom they could see nothing good in. If it wasn't about them, they didn't want to hear it. They had fallen from light of grace into the deep darkness where the wicked spirit forces dwell. Titus 3 and verse 4 through verse 7 says this of the truth: but when the kindness of our Lord and Savior and his love towards mankind appeared, not by works of righteousness which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we might be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Now, that is the real context in which Paul speaks here, under the power of the Holy Spirit, which is first of all peaceful and reasonable, subsequently filling our hearts and heads with tons of knowledge about God, but are unable to be peaceful and reasonable with others' faults, which then translates by the Holy Spirit to mean that we are constantly learning, but we can't come to a knowledge of the truth. But if you have bitter jealousies and selfish ambition in your hearts, don't boast, don't lie against the truth. This wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but it is earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where jealousies and selfish ambitions are, there is confusion and every evil deed. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, good fruit, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. James chapter 3, and that was verses 14 through 17. Now let us be mindful here. The truth for Christians is not a book or a Bible necessarily. It is the life of Jesus Christ in us. And if the fruit is corrupt, then the entire tree is unthankful and disloyal. It's not the vine of Christ. So don't be deceived. We may be a walking genius when it comes to God's Word, the Bible, but if our fruit is not the truth of Christ Jesus' life in us, we are a corrupt tree producing evil fruit. I am the vine, and my Father is a farmer. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it might bear more fruit. You are already pruned clean because of the words which I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. As a branch can't bear fruit by itself unless it remains in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. John 15, 1 through verse 4. For who makes you different? And what do you have that you didn't receive? But if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 7. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruit you will know them. Do you gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree produces good fruit, but the corrupt tree produces evil fruit. A good tree can't produce evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree produce good fruit. Every tree that does not grow good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire.